Of the 90 people who signed up to give public comments, roughly a third of them discussed seining or set nets and the proposals dealing with their respective fishing gear. Out of the 31 total proposals before the Board of Fisheries, about a third considered management changes between the gear groups. One proposal, for instance, doubled the allowable maximum hook size of a set gill net and extended the total net length that can be used by about 150 feet. The change is only applicable for the central section of the Northwest Kodiak District, which is the sole area open to both set gill nets and seine fishing on the island.
We're trying to work alongside a highly effective mobile gear group. It used to work in past decades. Things have changed. It doesn't seem to be working anymore for us.
That's Mark Beardsley, the president of the Northwest Set Netters Association. According to the group, there has been a significant drop in the harvest percentage of salmon by set netters since 2012, and the proposal would allow for a more equitable harvest. Ultimately, the board unanimously passed this proposal with some amendments submitted by the Kodiak Seiners Association. This regulation change does not require set gill netters to use a longer hook, but gives them the option to if they choose. Board of Fisheries member Mike Wood says this gear change will guarantee gill netters catch more fish. But the Department of Fish and Game's area management biologist, James Jackson, says it is hard to quantify how this gear change will affect salmon harvest in areas outside of the central section.
This would definitely make the gear more efficient because it's going to be larger, or you could potentially use a larger hook. And so the potential for more harvest in the gill net fleet could possibly harvest fish bound to Alitac, but the seine fishery has larger nets than these do, and they would still be fishing around the same time.
As a sort of trade-off proposal for the seine fleet, the board also decided to increase purse seine length by 25%. That separate proposal had at least 30 people submit comments in opposition. While deliberating on these proposals, Board of Fisheries Chair John Wood says he witnessed something he's never seen before.
Where an AC came forward, and then a large group of the members withdrew the support here at the board. And it's clear to me that there's a division developing in this community that can be healed by at least reaching some accommodation on this, as well as what we've already done with the hook, etc.
Board members opted not to approve some of the bigger requests before them, however, including changing fishing times to allow set netters exclusive opportunities in the water. The division within Kodiak Island fishing groups has been exacerbated by a changing run of Karluk sockeye salmon in September. A shift in late run timing has allowed seiners to increase their harvest since 2012, while set netters say they have been suffering during that same time frame. Board Chair Wood says he hopes the fishing community in Kodiak can close the gap between the two gear groups going forward. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Davis Hovey.